CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Still time for another cup of coffee, dear?
Hey,
penny for your thoughts.
Not really worth it. No, I was just thinking how you can go through life trying to get everything organized, and just when you begin to see daylight a little bit, wham, something else turns up.
What now?
What now? You don't know?
No, I was just sitting here looking at the beautiful sunrise and thinking how everything has taken a turn for the better. Betsy's over her strep throat, and Aunt Effie came to visit. It's been a lovely week.
Sweetheart, what are we going to do with that enormous 21 cubic foot freezer you were so thrilled to think that you had won?
I was thrilled. I still am. The only thing that makes me mad is that this is the first year we didn't go to the Civic League ball. That they had to call me and tell me I'd won it over the phone. Goodness, all my life I've heard the master of ceremonies call out numbers and people yelling, "Oh, that's me," and then running up to claim their prize. But I never, never, you know... Oh, I'd have been so thrilled.
Yeah, well, the thrill is gone, believe me. Already we've shelled out $21 to have that freezer trucked from the auditorium to a warehouse where we are now paying storage for heaven knows how long until we get rid of the thing.
Yeah, I told you some of the girls are coming over for morning coffee today. Well, it'd be nice, Aunt Effie, and it seems to me I've already bet you 10 cents that one of them, or somebody they know, will jump at the chance to buy a brand new freezer.
I certainly do, too, dear.
Good morning. Good morning, Aunt Effie.
But I think you ought to decide what you're going to sell it for.
Well, you said it retailed at $4.25 here, didn't you? So mm-hmm. If I offer to sell it for $3.95, it seems to me that's quite a bargain.
Well, why don't you ask $400 and then you can come down?
Yes. Mm-hmm. As long as we have a freezer anyhow. Mm-hmm. So this is sort of found money. How low do you think I should come down to?
Well, I wouldn't give it away. I mean, I don't think you should go under $3.50.
$3.50? Oh, I'm going to let it go for $3.50, dear.
Look, you're going to be lucky to sell the thing at all.
Oh, so stop worrying. You worry about the big things, huh?
Listen, a 21 cubic foot freezer is a big thing. Believe me, when you win it in a raffle and wind up paying storage on it.
No. Now, don't trouble trouble until trouble troubles you.
Mm. What I'm worried about is that my friends will fight over who's going to buy it. More coffee, Anna.
Well, half a cup. And I'm going to steal another one of Aunt Effie's delicious icebox cookies.
You have to tell Elmer that's what I made them for.
Here, Aunt Effie comes to visit. She's supposed to be a guest, but she spends half her time in the kitchen making all these things we just love. And, Marion, more coffee?
Yes, I will, thank you. I hope nobody's counting how many cookies I've already taken.
I love
them. When do you arrive, Mrs. Whittaker?
I think I'll have a little more coffee, too, dear.
All right. Aunt Effie. Marion, so to you.
What?
Oh! Sorry, I just can't get used to being called Mrs. Whittaker. Goodness, Aunt Effie, after 10 months of marriage.
I can't help it. I'm sorry, Marion. You better call me Aunt Effie the way the rest of her friends do. Then at least you'll get an answer. Now, what did you ask me?
Goodness, I've forgotten. Oh, yes. When did you arrive?
Monday. Yes,
it's Monday evening.
It's Monday evening. Mm-hmm. Well, would you like to see some of the pictures I brought of the house and Alvin's children and grandchildren?
Oh, right. Now, they're your children and grandchildren now, too, Aunt Effie.
Yes. I must say, I feel as though they really are. I just love them all so. Well, I guess I took the box of pictures upstairs. I'll have to run up and get them.
Oh, my Aunt Effie's such a darling. I'll bet you miss her.
Oh, we certainly love to have her back, I must say.
Say, how long is she going to stay?
Oh, she said she's in no rush. And Mr. Whittaker, or rather Uncle Alvin, which I cannot get used to calling him, is coming on to visit, too, as soon as he can get away. Betsy hopes he comes soon, because we said we were going to wait until he got here to run off all the films we took in Europe last year. Just have a good old time saying, remember when,
Then, well, let me know when you run the films off. I'd like to see them, too.
Didn't we show them to you and Jack?
No.
But we bored everybody stiff that we knew showing off our European films.
You showed them to Fred and me, but the film broke down in the middle, so I'd like to see them again, too.
Oh, we'd be delighted to show them, I'm sure. And listen, while we're waiting for Aunt Effie to find her snapshots, I wanted to mention something this morning. I decided to sell that freezer that I won in the raffle the other night, you know. So, if any of you know somebody who wants a beautiful, brand-new freezer worth $425, but which I'll be willing to sell for, say,
Well, I don't know of anybody offhand. Do you, Eleanor?
We have one.
No, I don't know of anybody either. I'd like one, but we really haven't any place to put it.
Well, your basement. That's where we keep ours.
I'm not going to be running up and down from the basement. I told Fred that. We're so crowded now in that little house. If Fred gets his promotion, we're getting a bigger house, and then I would love to have a freezer. But I want a kitchen big enough to have the freezer right there where it's handy.
I have mine in my kitchen. But, of course, it's as old as the hills and not very big.
Wouldn't you like a nice new one, Anne? I mean, it's a real bargain.
I'd love it. And if you want to sell it to me for $50...
$50?
Yes. Jack always said that I could have a new freezer if I could find one for $50.
Marion, what about you?
The truth of the matter is we've been looking at them. I've been dying to have one for years. I think you save so much on your meat when you can buy it that way and freeze it.
Well, for goodness sake, this freezer that I won is brand new.
Yes. Well, I'm looking for the upright kind.
This is an upright. 21 cubic
feet. Actually, George knows somebody who can get one for us wholesale, and he's going to give us a good price.
Well, Marion, this freezer I won is worth $425, and that's what it's...
What are you asking for?
Well, it's new, you know, and it's brand new. And I thought, $395, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, George said he's getting a fantastically good price from this fellow he knows, and he's actually promised to buy it from him. That is, if we buy it at all, which actually we haven't even really decided yet.
Where is the freezer you won?
It's in a warehouse. Well, I mean, we had to put it somewhere, you know. We couldn't put it in our yard.
Well, are you sure it works?
Anne, it's brand new.
Well, sometimes I don't think things work after they've just been sitting around gathering dust.
I just won it 2 days ago.
Well, I don't like to discourage you, dear, but I think Anne's right. I know I wouldn't plunk out any $300-$400 for something I didn't know one thing about.
Oh, Eleanor, what do you mean you don't know one thing about? It's one of the most famous appliance brand names in the country now.
What Eleanor means is that if you're going to pay that much money for something, you want to see it. Well, you know, sitting out in the open, sort of, in a store, not tucked away in the corner of a warehouse.
The ones you look at in a store are the floor samples. If you buy one, Anne, it comes from a warehouse.
Yes, I know that's true, but I still think that you're asking too much.
It's new. All right, $350.
Well, as I said, we've no place to put a freezer.
Well, and we can't afford even $3.50 right now. Marjorie has to have braces on her teeth.
Oh, no. Well, that certainly can run into money.
You know, her baby tooth right here, it didn't come out. And the other tooth grew right in back of it. So that has to be pulled forward.
Well, we have to have braces, and I must say it was worth it. He looked like a rabbit before we had it done.
Well, he did. And now you wouldn't realize it's the same child. He looked simply marvelous.
Goodness, look at the time. I must be going. Well, it was darling of you to ask us over for morning coffee.
Now, you don't have to rush off, Marion. My goodness, honey, I and Effie wanted to show you the picture of a house in Montana. Why don't you ask George about the freezer shining tonight? I mean, this is a really wonderful bargain.
Yes. Well, yes, I can see it is. And I'll speak to George. I really must go.
Well, I bet you wondered what had happened to me. But I couldn't find my box of pictures. I looked everywhere. I knew I'd taken them upstairs after I showed them to you.
Uh-huh.
Well, I found them in Betsy's room. I suddenly remembered I'd taken them in there. She wanted to look at all of them, and I had to explain each one, you know. Well, now, this is a group of us taken on the 4th of July weekend. Why don't I sit in the middle of the sofa, and then Mary and Eleanor, you can each sit on either side of me, because I showed them to you the other day, Anne.
Oh, yes, I know.
Now,
it was very interesting.
I really should be on my way. Oh, this won't take long. I sit right down here, Mary. Now, I have some lovely shots of Glacier National Park. Just lovely.
Well, now, here's one of me in front of our house. I look terrible.
Anne, I want to talk to you. Anne, I really have to run along. Look, you have been wanting a new freezer, and this is a bargain.
Yes, I know it is. But with all the expenses we've got right now, Jack would kill me if I went out.
Jack, who said you ought to have when you were over here one night, and we talked about how much you save on meat by buying it for a freezer. Now, look, Anne, remember the night you and some others were here for dinner? I had this great, big, thick, wonderful steak, which cost me $6, buying it the way I do for the freezer. And you said you had paid $15 or more for the same thing at that meat market. You remember?
Yes, yes. Well, listen, talk to Jack about it.
Well, I know, but...
Mom, here I am again in my rose garden.
This freezer that I want is brand new, Anne. It's one of the best on the market.
I know. Listen, since you did win it and everything, perhaps if you were just asking $200 or even $150.
Well,
I'm afraid, dear, the best thing for you to do is just put an ad in the paper.
I don't understand it. I really don't. They all acted as though I were trying to put something over on them.
Yeah, well, I didn't think you were going to sell as easily as you thought.
Well, I didn't hear any of it. I was upstairs looking for my snapshot.
Anne did dare to talk to Jack. Well, remember the night they were here and we had that big steak and Jack said, boy, they were certainly going to get a freezer if it saved that much. So why don't you talk, dear?
I did. At lunch.
Oh.
I talked to Jack. I talked to Harry, the Bill. I told everybody at the office. I was practically stopping people on the street. I'll bet I asked at least 25 people I've met today if they wouldn't like a nice bargain.
Oh, my goodness. Not even a nibble?
Nary a nibble.
Didn't Jack say anything?
Oh, yes. He reminded me that we'd probably have to pay an income tax on our thrilling prize.
What? Oh, I don't think so, dear.
No, you don't.
No.
Well, I hope you're right. But Jack happens to be a lawyer and a tax expert, so it's possible he's a little more familiar with that.
How is the Internal Revenue Department going to know that I won a freezer in a raffle at the Civic League ball?
Yes.
All right.
That is so silly.
We won't go into that. The point is we got to get rid of it before the storage charges mount up.
Anne said the best thing to do is put an ad in the paper. So, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me?
You just got home. You said you were going to be late with this businessman's dinner. I didn't know you'd be this late, and after now, I went to bed.
Well, what'd you say? What'd you say in the end?
It's in the paper. Folded that right there. Mm-hmm. Short,
oh, that's
right
it.
Right there.
Right here.
Pencil mark around it. Mm-hmm. As you can see, I gave the kind, the size, the model.
$350. You offered it for $350? Mm-hmm. A brand new freezer? Pizza? I said you should ask four. At least ask that much. $350 should be the lowest.
Tell him, Aunt Effie.
Nobody has called. Nobody. The phone has not rung all evening. Nobody wants it even for $350.
Well, so what else is new?
No,
Gilly. Come on, let's play a game of Scrabble and take our minds off our problems. Come on, get out the board.
When I think of how I've never won a really big prize before in my life.
You won me. Look, I was the biggest prize catch of the season, wasn't I, Aunt Effie, huh? How about it?
Well, the way you can never find the car keys and always dropping cigarette ashes all over, I'd say you were more a booby prize. Use the ashtray. That's what it's for.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like old times. Just like old times.
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.